The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, aviation leaders have warned... Oh, sorry, actually, before I get to that, I do want to clarify. I made a mistake earlier on the show. Councillor Michael Sheehan from Wexford was with us. I incorrectly said he was a Fianna Fáil councillor. Of course, Michael is no longer with Fianna Fáil. He's an independent councillor. So I'm happy to clarify that. Now, aviation leaders have warned of delays of up to 5 hours at EU borders this summer due to the EU's entry-exit system with no signs... Europe is considering relaxing its rules. We're joined by Eoin Corey, editor of TravelExtra.ie. Eoin, what's going on here?
Good afternoon from a cruise ship just off the Italian coast. So I hope the line is strong. It's the new legend of the Royal Caribbean, legend of the seas. Yes, we have a big, big problem. New legislation was brought in. It doesn't really affect Irish passport holders. It affects people from Britain arriving in different airports across Europe, slow down the system, all sorts of extra checks to be put in place. But there is a knock-on effect for Irish passport holders because we're in the grey zone. We're not in the Schengen zone. We're among the English flights, the British flights arriving. We're put into those sort of gates. And a lot of Irish people have been caught up in queues, which doesn't directly affect them until they reach the differentiation point between the European passport holder and the UK passport holder.
Now, Ryanair have identified 7 airports as suffering particularly long delays because of these new border checks. I don't know if you have them in front of you, their own, but Tenerife, South, Palma, Alicante, Malaga, Milan, Bergamo, Krakow and Paris, Beauvais.
I've been through 5 of those in the last 4 weeks, and they're absolutely right. When you reach Malaga, there's a very, very long walk between the gates where the Irish and the British flights arrive and when you reach passport control. And you see the sign saying, okay, UK this side, EU this the other side. And the real problem is that Irish people are caught up in the big, long UK queue. It can run to 2-3 hours. The press releases say 5 hours. But what it's important enough for the airport body, the ACI, to say, wake up, guys, stop pretending. There is a major problem here and it's causing massive problems for airport passengers.
So what's the solution here, Eoin?
There isn't a quick solution because the systems are clearly not ready for the volume of summer. The system was brought in last October, November. It was delayed, it was postponed. And then they said, okay, we're going to have to bring it in. And they brought it in for Easter of this year. All very well. We had problems already during March, during April. And then the big summer queues arrived. What happens, it varies massively from airport to airport, from day to day. And so while, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Tenerife North had major problems at the beginning. Some of Las Palmas were very, very major problems at the beginning. Some of the others, the problems are only kicking in now. There isn't a real solution. The long-term solution is Ireland becomes part of the Schengen region. But that means that Northern Ireland has to decide that it's no longer part of UK in terms of travel terms. Mm-hmm. It would make life easier for us, all of us.
Ain't going to happen,
is it? It's a bigger political solution. It's a bigger political solution. Well, you know, if they're all that flags and anthem stuff, but, you know, if we can get a situation where Ireland gets into the Schengen region as a 32-county unit, that solves it. But as you say, that's a bigger political problem, Shane.
Is there anything travellers can do? There's very little. They just have to suck it up, I presume, do they?
Absolutely. So we're a victim of the infrastructure in the airports. Until things get improved, we are going to be in those distant gates. If you're not in the Schengen region, you have to walk a lot farther. Listeners will know exactly what I'm talking about. You have to go through a separate border control, a passport check. You walk a little bit further on the way out. You also walk a lot further on the way in. And while we're mingling in those queues with British passengers, we're going to be stuck with that delay. As you get closer to the gates, Shane, it gets better. You're diverted into the EU queue, and people in Faro is a good example. You're upstairs right till you reach that stage, and then everything speeds up for the last 10 10, 20 minutes of it, but before that, you're in trouble.
Sorry, just a final question. You said you've been through five of those seven airports. What was the longest wait you had?
The longest wait I had was, it was probably Tenerife, and that was a little bit earlier in the cycle. My longest was not very long. It was about 40 minutes. But my inbox and my messages are full of my colleagues, friends, people I know, and some of them are coming back with two and a half hours.
Oh, God, that is pretty nightmarish. Listen, we'll let you get back to your lovely cruise. Owen Curry, editor of TravelExtra.ie. Those five airports, again, identified by Ryanair, Tenerife South, Palma, Alicante, Malaga, all in Spain, Milan, Bergamo in Italy, Krakow in Poland, and Paris, Beauvais.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.